guys, what is why are you laughing? No, he has edited that out. Hi guys, welcome to the Lyrics Analysis Podcast attachment of Have You Heard? My name is Elle. I'm one of the co-founders of Have You Heard and the current curator. Follow us on Instagram at haveyouheard_HYH. Today I'm back with Dirty Marking Part 2. I have again with me my lovely sister. We have the blood of the covenant. We have the water of the womb.
Hallelujah, somebody.
So deep.
So deep.
I have Tiki with me again.
Woo. Hi guys, we're back with part two. And I'm here again with Oscar. He desperately wants to go out for a walk, but we're doing Have You Heard work before we go on a walk. I'm a rapper. Am I not a rapper?
Yes. Lil Wayne and all those people are shaking.
In their boots. Shaking.
Shaking from their dreadlocks down to their scruffy toes that they do not cut. So today's song is by another Mario. I don't know how to say his last name, so I'm not going to disgrace myself and show myself on this podcast.
Wait, isn't that Velasquez?
I think it's Vasquez.
Vasquez.
I see. You made me say it. Now disgrace myself.
Yep. Now we've said it and disgrace ourselves.
Please, you guys. We are human.
The Marios, part one and two. Dusty Mackey and the Marios.
By the Marios. So this song, another really popular song from our childhood. Even if you don't know it by the title, you will know. Go and listen to the song. You know it. It's called Gallery by Mario. VAZQUEZ. Search it. Go. Be blessed. So, you know, you guys know the vibes. You know the game. I will read the sections of lyrics. TQ and I will comment on it. And then we'll talk about the wider topic of Dirty Marking. But because we already did that earlier, Mario will also compare this Mario, what he said in his song, to that other one that started off with insults.
Straight up insults. I'd also like to point out that Elle categorically doesn't want to age us or doesn't age herself and has just aged herself by saying this song came out in her childhood.
You know what that is? If you people listen to this and you think, oh, she's a small girl, that's your business. You're listening to my voice.
We're adults, we're grown. Bro,
I have paid rent before for a whole year. How many of you have paid rent on this thing?
Paid rent before in her past life, before her sugar daddy. Her sugar daddy.
So my sugar daddy rescued me from the, you know, I had to leave work life to rejoin the force. Ambition. Please just ignore me. Yes. Okay, so just a disclaimer, because obviously we're going to drag Mario like small Jen. I really love this song. I actually really, really love this song. I will loop it if I can, you know, excellent song. Everybody go and listen to it. But yeah, we have to drag him for what he said in it. Game's the game.
Okay. The game is the game.
Okay, so let's start. Omo, this guy can wax poetic. Let's go. He said, what?
No, I think that's actually the first comparison between Mario 1 and this Mario. Is Mario 1, it wasn't as lyrically, you know, aesthetic. This one is a poet.
An actual poet. Like, you guys, listen to this. He said, God broke the mold when he made this one. I know. She's breathtaking, but so much more. She walks in the room, your lungs close, making you never want to breathe again. Do you know the funniest part, actually, of this thing? That part where he's like, she walks in the room, your lungs close. I always thought he was saying, she walks in the room, he lurks close. Like, her boyfriend is like, he's not giving her space. So, like, Mario cannot move to her. That's what I thought was happening. But apparently, no, like, you actually almost die. Like, your lungs collapse. Okay, first. So, what do you think, TQ?
Making you never want to breathe again. Like, God, I see what you're doing for others. I too would like to have the power to make other people never want to breathe again. Like, the most basic thing your human body does, you're just like, I don't even want to do it again. Oh my God. Oh my God. But see, at least this Mario didn't start with insults. He didn't start with insults. He started with four lines of beautiful poetry. Told you that God broke the mold when he made me. Not straight up insults. Is it that you like pain? Is it that you have coconut head?
Yes, coconut head.
He didn't start with that. So he already gets points for not starting with insults.
I mean, that whole first like section to me is so beautiful. He said God broke the mold. That's really, really beautiful to say to someone. And also, like, it's actually so funny because I always tell people, I'm like, for me to ever like move to a guy or something, like he has to make me do a double take, like when I see him. That's like, I really have to be like, he walks in the room, I'm like, oh, wait, hmm? Oh, he's here, who's that? He's literally like, your lungs closed. I was like, oh, there are levels to this thing we're doing. Some of us need to do double take. Some people need to just be breathless, maybe die, because if your lungs close, you're going to die.
No, because he called her breathtaking. And then he was like, in case you didn't understand that, like, no, she legit took the breath, like, my lungs closed. I was like, wow, somebody called 911.
And I love how he's also like, she's breathtaking, but so much more. Because all the other Mario ever did was just say, you're bad, you're dying plus 99, you're bad. He never really said anything else about her. He doesn't tell us exactly what so much more is, but I'm going to imagine it has to do with like personality or something.
It cannot be her personality that's taking his breath and then the beauty is after. Because you know, men, is that the looks is what's taking his breath and then other things that is so much more.
So, okay, and then, you know, he jumps right into it to give us a sense of the boyfriend. He says her boyfriend has got so much dough, so much ice, his neck and wrist froze. Is he faithful to her? Hell no. But she chose to be with him.
I mean, again, they come calling people out on their choices. Where she is in life, she just needs money. Like, what if that's actually where she is now, that she just needs a financier of, you know, a benefactor? What if that's where she is now? But Mario has got to hold her neck. That is he faithful to her? Who told you she's asking for him to be faithful to her? Who told you she's faithful to him? What did you do? Mario, making assumptions, just jump in.
Also, he said hell no. that hell no was a bit disrespectful. He could have just said, is he faithful to her? No.
No, hell no.
Yeah, and I think, like you said, like, where's she trying to fund her business? Where's she trying to finish school? Where's she taking care of her family? Like, there's so, you know, obviously, I am very, very against infidelity, but, like, I don't know why she's here, do you guess? So I can't really judge her. But this Mario also gives me the sense that he seems to know the inner workings a bit of their relationship, because he knows that the man is rich. He knows he's unfaithful.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like he actually knows this babe. He's not just like watching her from the window. Like the other
Mario, just a creeper, just making assumptions from his neighbor's window.
But once again, this thing of jewelry and diamonds comes up again. So much ice, his neck and wrist froze.
Fistful of diamonds, handful of rings. Now so much ice, his neck and wrist froze.
I feel like that just sounds like the cover of like a horror movie to me. Like a woman gripping like a fistful of diamonds and like her hand is bleeding. Because diamonds will cut you. I'm assuming, right? You know, I've never
had diamonds. A fistful of diamonds.
Never held diamonds, so like I'm going to assume they can cut you. Okay, so well, Sinu was saying, what if it's money she needs? And Mario has an answer to that. Mario says, tell me, is the money worth your soul? Well, not quite. It's got done.
Like,
let me read the whole section. He says, tell me what's the reason that you hold on when you know that dude has a whole wall of them just like you. That's what's my
answer. But that's the thing. He's back to calling out the guy. Like, there's going to be a person, I can already tell, that Mario has nothing else to come at the guy with as opposed to, is it money? And you know that he has other babes. Is it money? And then he has already said it 2 times now. It's like, we heard you now. Like,
he has money.
He has money, has other babes. The girl does not seem to mind because he's literally causing, he has a whole, so basically the guy is seeing other people, Mario seems to be privy to this information. And then, is the money worth her soul? I don't know if I'll go as far as her soul.
Oh, I know.
I don't know if I would say it's her soul, but like, you know, that the money is holding. But yeah, it's good to say, Tommy, is the money worth this present time of your life to spend with this guy? Maybe. You know, is the money worth the inconvenience of, you know, infidelity? Maybe. Like, we don't know how the financial situation. And the thing is, people have said in more rubbish relationships when you're not getting money out of it.
I'm screaming. But also very, very fair. Yeah, to bring her soul into it, it's not like she's like a Nigerian politician. So, like, yeah, she's not doing like murky things. Like, she's just in, you know, an unfortunate situation where I'm going to assume, you know, when she's ready, she'll hop out, if she'll ever be ready to hop out. But we don't know why she's there for the money. And like we said before, we live in a society where you need money to survive. So I can't judge her too harshly for why she's there. Obviously, you know, I want to start preaching and, you know, there's love in your size. Like, you can find like the money with the like honesty and fidelity and love, but like, I don't know her life, man. So that was a deep question to ask. I also found, I didn't really love the tone of, he has a whole wall of them just like you. Like, I know the song called Gallery, but that objectification, that you're painting up on the wall thing, I don't like it. I don't like that.
And I think it goes against Mario's whole thing of God broke the mold when he made you. So I'm not even that special, because I mean, there's not a whole wall of them like me. So what were you saying? You said what before? Lies, men.
Lies.
Comparable. Because now, when you start to insult me, you now use it, turn it around. You now say, oh, you know what? And I'm special again. You know that he has many of them like you.
That is true. Because you literally said, I'm like breathtaking, like your lungs closed. God broke the mold. And now yeah. Where did this guy's?
Where did this guy?
Okay, so he goes on to what I believe is the chorus of the song. Where he's honest, I'll give him that. He says, I can't take seeing you with him because I know exactly what you'll be in his gallery. Just not fair, and it's tearing me apart. You're just another priceless work of art in his gallery.
I think the way Elle is reading it, if you've never heard the song, you're not getting the like...
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys.
He is crying. Really? He is weeping.
No, you know what I think one. I'm going to do? The day the episode goes up, I will put like the chorus of it in the Have You Heard story. So, because obviously I'm not going to get on here and sing. Like, I can carry a tune, but I'm not going to get on here and sing. As you can hear, like, there's baritone in my voice, like me and Tony Braxton friends, but I'm not going to sing on here. But yeah, he's like weeping.
Like, he's very honestly, earnestly being like, it's not fair. I just can't take it. Like, he is heartbroken that this girl is with this guy. And I guess not him, because at this point, he hasn't even inserted himself the way the other Mario did. At this point, he hasn't even said, come and be with me. It's just objectively pinning him that this girl is with this other guy. He hasn't even said, come and be with me. I want you for myself. He's just
like, let me love you.
Beside himself, heartbrokenly sad that this girl is with this guy. Like, he's really feeling the pain somewhere real deep. Like, he just can't take seeing this girl with this guy, and it's not fair. And I'm like, what?
It's tearing him apart. It's tearing him apart.
Bro, is there no TV in your house? Are you
I'm bored? Screaming.
What's going on?
You're just another... See, it's that thing again. Another priceless work of art. But you almost said she was one of a kind. So how is she just like another, you know, thing in his gallery?
I guess compliments. He could call the other babes two priceless works of art. So I guess, you know, they always mix the compliment with the insult. Always. Together, because as he has called her just another one, but at least they're all priceless works of art. So you take the good with the bad, the happy and the sad.
Let's fight. Yeah, so he just basically cries on here. It's not fair, tearing him apart. And then, okay, he goes on to give us some context about the girl that we were looking for, because, you know, we said we don't really know what's going on with her. He says she's so confused. She knows she deserves more, someone who will love and adore, but his money is hard to ignore. She really doesn't know what to do. That's all we need. Not that.
You answered your own question.
She literally, she has told you she knows she deserves more, but, and there's probably a reason his money is hard to ignore. Like, who doesn't like the finer things of life? Like, I'm already imagining. I don't judge her until I know, like, why exactly she needs that money. I really can't. I don't know her life.
I cannot. I'm just imagining this girl with in nursing school with, like, student loans already, just trying to just get through. And it's like, she knows she deserves more, but it's like, I've jammed this one and I sized him up. It looks like this can be a ticket. This can be a way out. Mm. I'm not going to shame anybody for doing what they need to do to get a leg up. The guy is also getting something out of this, right? Whatever it is, that whatever role she's playing in the relationship for him, Ojoro cancel. So it's never, I'm not going to assume that, oh, she's using him. It's a lie. It's a lie. Nobody's using anybody.
She's definitely not using him, because he's probably getting labor or something in some way. Just something by being with her.
Emotional labor, physical labor.
Domestic labor, maybe.
Domestic labor, something. The money she's collecting and the final thing she's collecting is being paid for somehow. That one we know for sure.
It's in there. She really doesn't know what to do. And you know what, Mario? You telling her all these things probably not making her life any easier. Yes, don't do that. Okay, so he goes on to, this is where he now starts. This is where the dirty marking turns into threatening. Because I don't know why this must always be where it ends up. He says, girl, it's just a matter of time before he finds another more fine. After he's done dulling your shine, you're out the door and he's through with you. I always thought that was, you have to go and he's through with you. I'm learning so many things today.
This idea that when you've been in a relationship, it somehow, like, you know, dulls your shine. Mm-hmm. And now every other guy that has to do with you outside is going to get, like, you know, not going to get the tear rubber version of you, going to have to do the Tokumbo version of you. It's so annoying. It's like, I get it. I guess being in, like, unfulfilling or abusive relationships does erode some of your luster. But it's like, it's not Mario that's going to tell me that. I want to look in the mirror. I'm going to look in the mirror and realize for myself that is as though this, I don't recognize myself anymore. The classic line, I looked in the mirror, I didn't recognize myself anymore. And again, Mario with his contradictions, you just said she's breathtaking, your lungs collapse, and then somehow there's going to be somebody finer than that? Somehow there's going to be somebody finer
than that. He said it's just a matter of time before he finds another more fine. I'm like, well, you just said God broke the mold. So, like, is God just breaking the mold, like, every other day?
There's no more mold in heaven. They just keep breaking all of them. So create the girls in this particular narrative of Marius.
These niggas have to live in, like, Miami or something, because I don't understand why everybody's so beautiful.
So thirsty that this guy lives in Atlanta. I don't even need to Google it. I'm just so sure that this guy, I just know in my soul that Mario lives in Atlanta. Both of them, gossip, both of them, one or the other, somehow. Oh, okay. No, he actually from the Bronx. Okay.
So in New York, you know what? His outfit in the music video makes sense that he's from New York. Everything about that makes sense. I don't love the threats, because why would you threaten me to? And once again, like you said, he still really hasn't said, come and be with me.
Be with me. He's just complaining. Yeah. I'm so confused.
So now I'm wondering if he's actually just been torn apart, like, on his ones. And if he's ever even really expressed to the babe, like, hey, I'd like to be with you, you know.
He's just upset. He just can't take it. Like, he just sad and just upset. I have no idea where he's going with this. maybe as we go further down in the lyrics, we'll find out where he's going with
it. Yeah,
his agenda is yet to agend.
I feel like Mario might be this girl's like male best friend or something, because he really knows a lot of information. Like, for you to know someone's internal like turmoil in their relationship, like, you have to be pretty good friends with them or know them pretty well. Okay, so after that, he goes on to say, "You're a masterpiece. I know that he can't appreciate your beauty. Don't let him cheapen you. This cheapen you, dull your shine. He don't see you like I do."
Okay. Hallelujah, he said it now.
"Beautiful, not just for show. It's time that someone lets you know." And then he goes into the cross. "I can't take seeing you with him." And he goes. So he kind of...
I'm just letting you know. It's just time for someone to tell you. Like, infomercial. I'm just here for information purposes. But at least he finally said he doesn't see you like I do. At least we've established now that there's some, you know, personal vendetta in all of this. Because otherwise, I would have just said Mario Shibusu, Yaba. He's not well. He should go and collect treatment. Because other than that, I would have just been like, yeah, everything is wrong with you. You're just crying. But yeah, the angle El said about he might actually just be a male friend. This might just be a friend. And it has pangs from the friend zone is what this song should have been called. Not gallery.
Because that's all I'm really seeing. Because he has all this information about the relationship. He basically just keeps saying that she's objectively beautiful. She's beautiful. She's beautiful. It's tearing him apart. He didn't really state his intention until just now where he's like, it's time that someone let you know. So it's almost as if he has been thinking this for time. And now he's just like, okay, let me just say it. You know, he doesn't see you like I do. But it's also like... Was you not threatening her? And also, this don't let him cheapen you. If somebody's worth goes down after your hands or you have come in contact with them, the problem is you, not the person. And it's like, even if after this relationship, she's, you know, not herself or she's the shadow of herself, whatever, her shine is dull, whatever, she will eventually bounce back and come back to herself. Like, have we not seen women rise, like, from the ashes? Like, have we not?
How Stella got her groove back. she will... Because the thing, the problem is obviously not her. If somebody... She rubbed up against somebody and the person stayed in their way, she can always bounce back. The problem is the guy. He's the one that's going to continue to dull everybody's shine. Her shine is fine, man.
But that guy is just going around like, I don't know, the boogeyman, like dulling everybody's shine. Like, what's wrong with you?
Snatching the color out of your body.
I guess, although this was meant to be dirty marking, I guess we can also just talk about dirty marking, but from the friend zone.
Exactly. Like, this is now a different angle of dirty marking. I like this. Yes, this is nice.
I mean, I guess... I've never been in anybody's friend zone. If you're my friend, you're my friend. I can't shout. And I don't think anyone has dirty marked to me from the friend zone. Like, all my guy friends know, like, you're my guy friend. Nobody's in any zone. You're like a cousin to me, basically.
Guys, she just called you her cousin. There's no hope.
If I have to, I don't want to, you know, list out all your names. You guys know yourselves. Love y'all for real, you know. Maybe there's only one in there that I'm kind of... But then the rest of you, high blood.
Blood. There's no hope for you. Yeah, I don't know. I think I've definitely, like, on part one, I was kind of like, well, maybe, you know, that year when girls were bad, we used to Desi Mac. But I think on this side, definitely not. Like, kind of like, my guy friends are very much my guy friends. Like, the fact that you're my friend, and this is something that I talk about quite often, but the fact that you're my friend means I've already eliminated the romantic or sexual prospect. It means that when I met you on site, I already canceled out the should I date him? Nah. Should I sleep with him? Nah. Okay, then I guess I like him. Personality-wise, I'm not physically attracted or emotionally attracted, whatever, but, like, I want to keep hanging, which means friend. And so if I've already gone through that elimination process, because primitively as human beings, like evolutionarily, we are always looking for a mate, quote unquote. So if I meet somebody of the opposite sex and immediately I eliminate you from potential romantic or sexual, whatever roles that you can perform in my life, and I basically put you in the role of friend, which by the way is not a demotion, it's not less than friend, is probably the best thing you could probably be to me in my life. That's probably the pinnacle of relationship you could be. Shout out to friendships. Friendship is really the best role you can be, because relationships will be fickle,
you know. Friendship, yeah,
relationships have a fragility to them that really frustrates me, but friendships, without any promise, without any vows, I can almost swear that we will be friends forever. But when relationship enters, that's a problem we start. So if I've decided that this person is somebody basically I want to be, you know, do life with, but just not in a romantic or sexual way, then it will be really bizarre for a friend zone Desi marking situation to enter. I can do friend zone Desi marking in the sense of how I said it in the first part, where I'm like, this girl is mad. Leave this girl alone. This girl has not done her Brené Brown internal work. I can do that. I can do that, but it would never be. I would never be. It's not fair.
It's tearing me apart.
Like, it could be tearing me apart as my friend, seeing you suffer in a relationship that isn't, you know, fulfilling for you or is detrimental to your health. Maybe I am seeing the life being sucked out of you. I can raise those concerns, but it would just never be in this, you know, moaning and groaning kind of way. Because I'm actually thinking of situations where I have raised alarm on, you know, the relationships my friends have been in, you know, both male and female, where I'm like, this person, I've done the Mario thing. I'm like, this person doesn't treat you right, doesn't see you right, etc., etc. You know, but it's never been come down to they don't see you like I do. It's like they just don't see you how you see yourself. You know, what you see of yourself doesn't match how this person treats you. So I think, yeah, I've done the Mario thing, but it's just never been.
It's not like it's almost like. Almost like accountability, or just like being honest with your friend. Like, you're in this relationship, but I'm seeing that this thing, you know, ever since you started dating this person, suddenly every time we see, you're looking like the stock market just crashed again. Like, it's looking like life is hard. You're just, you don't laugh. The light has gone out of your eyes since you entered this relationship. And just as your friend who doesn't even want to date you or anything, I don't think this is the best thing for you. Maybe it's time to leave this thing. I feel some people probably do like friend zone dirty mark, because let me just call everybody else now. All of you that are always doing, oh, he's my male best friend, she's my female best friend, but you're actually secretly in love with that person. Please refrain from that thing, because it destroys it for the rest of the people who are actually friends with their friends. Now everybody's side-eyeing all of us because you people are showering with your male and female best friends. You are cuddling at night. What does that mean? At 3 a.m., you and your best friend of the opposite sex are cuddling. Unless like something drastic has happened in your life then first, and you needed like a hug or a cuddle. But why are you showering together?
Nah.
So please, stop hiding. Lying about, if this is someone you secretly want to date, don't go and now enter a relationship and then place that person as your best friend. It's unfair to the person you're dating. And that's where dirty marking from the friend zone starts, because he already knows you want to date him, or she already knows you want to date her. It's a problem do usually starts.
Now, things we need to leave in 2020, definitely this, definitely, because you ruin it for all of us. It now becomes a blanket thing where it's a lie. Everybody's best friend is low-key just somebody on the bench waiting to be tapped into the match. No, some of us are fully just on the bench, never planned, not even on the bench.
There's no bench.
No lead seats. We're spectators. We're not even participating in the match, because it definitely now carries that everybody believes anybody saying best friend is just low-key someone hanging around, dirty marking, trying to basically usurp your relationship and take over. Like, no. If you secretly like someone, don't hang around as their best friend. If you secretly like someone, don't keep them as your own best friend. It goes both ways. Because I might like a guy, he didn't like me. But now there's like, oh no, but we can be friends. And then plotting like plotting like Mandark from Dexter's lab.
I've just aged myself. Like, forgot his name. I was like,
Mandark from Dexter's lab, plotting how I'm basically going to basically still make my agenda. Or the one where I liked a guy, he didn't really like me. I went out to date someone else, but I'm still keeping this guy that I like, forming best friend. Both ways.
And especially best friend. Because I think, like, be honest with yourself and probably even with your partner. If you do keep the person around, even maybe not as your best friend, but as a friend or a friendly acquaintance, like, there's no hate here. You guys will, you know, chop it off from time to time, blah, blah, blah. Be honest. You get, it's not where, like, oh, no, he's just my best friend. When actually, like, that might even be the love of your life.
Yeah. Let it be known.
Like, it just starts from, be honest with yourself. Do I want this person? Do I not want this person? Is this person really my friend? And if the person is your friend, but, like, you know, with a bit of issue, fair. Say that. Be honest about that. Don't now mask it as like, oh no, this is my bro. He's like a brother to me. Girl, we know the people that are like brothers to us and the ones that are not. Let's all be focused. Stop this. Leave it in this wretched 2020 of a year.
Literally leave it here. Self-awareness will save the world. Be honest with yourself. Just be like, see, I liked this boy. He didn't like me. So we didn't end up dating. And now we've moved on. So that if the boy should now start, like, and also it even helps you safeguard against this friend zone, dirty marking. Because if this friend should now suddenly start having concern about your relationship from nowhere, you will know what their motivation is, also what their concern is. But then at the same time, even if the person is wrongly motivated, they may not be lying, because that's another thing that is, I've lost friends over telling them that their boyfriend is rubbish. So this is another thing where, you know, I've lost friends over telling them their girlfriend is rubbish, and, you know, then it becomes a thing where it's a lie, she just secretly wants you for herself. That's why she's saying that I'm rubbish, and it's like, no, you really are rubbish.
You're quite trash.
So I think you have to also think for yourself where, aside of the person's quote-unquote feelings for me that you might think, because some people are like that, they just believe everybody's in love with them. It's like, they're like, yeah, nobody's that cute. God did not break the mold when he made you. You're just like everybody else.
So, nobody's lungs, like, deflate tomorrow.
My lungs are very, 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 very fine when I see you. So you have to ask yourself that, despite whatever feelings you think I might have for you, despite whatever jealousy, bitterness, or whatever side of, you know, the gender spectrum you think I might have for you, is what I'm saying valid? Because we're clowning Mario now. But, like, at the same time, like, if he's her friend, as we've assumed he is now, I feel like there's still nothing wrong with him voicing, like, these concerns. Like, girl, you're not, cheating. He's cheating, you're looking dull, maybe you want to consider, but I mean, he's also kind of brought up the reason why she can't consider, which is money. So I feel like if you're going to dirty mark somebody, or quote unquote dirty mark someone from the friend zone or from friendship, maybe bring another option. If Mario had now ended this song with, and I set up a GoFundMe for you, where there's money inside, the girl
can, like, say, I can give you the money to leave him or something.
Leave him. But Mario just talking, complaining. The girl's bank account balance is still what it is. So had it been here, I said, oh, I've, you know, done some, you know, investments, and I can loan you money. You don't have to be with this guy anymore. So maybe if you're gonna come as someone, knowing fully well why they're there, you might want to prefer a solution so that you're not just sounding kind of far out.
Just like, oh, it's tearing me apart. It's like, okay, then help me out. If it's tearing you apart to, like, see me here. And, you know, like, guys, not saying we know everything. I don't know anything. Only vibes in my brain. Sakoluweko, nothing in my head. We might come on here, you know, we're speaking Queen's English and such. But, like, we definitely, like, there are just better ways to go about it. I think also, even if you are friends with someone, and, like, because we don't know if maybe he and Mario actually started out just as friends, and then one day he just said, oh, this guy's really peaceful, oh, she's really kind, oh, she's, and he starts catching feelings. I think even then, I don't know how people go about that, but I think there's probably a way to go about it without scattering the friendship, scattering her relationship, like, because also, like, respect, love your friend enough and respect your friend enough to not just go and like scatter her relationship by telling her all this. Because even if she doesn't have feelings for you, I feel like it would just have her in a weird headspace.
Yeah,
she would be like, oh, this guy feels this way about me, but like, oh, I'm with this person. But also I've like poured out my heart about this person to this guy. And it's not like, ooh, okay, like I'm like exposed, like I'm there, like in front of you. But now you also like have feelings for me. Like maybe I wouldn't have done all that.
See, so, there's nothing worse than realizing that your friend has feelings for you when you don't, or you just weren't expecting it. Like it's really, really a mind trip space. Because you're effectively kind of like, as El has said, naked on both sides. Like this person knows the ins and outs of your relationship. So they're going to essentially weaponizing what they know about you to kind of try and get to you, which is, we're going to fight. That's sure what's going to happen if you try to do that. We're going to fight because it's unfair. Like if you don't have pure intentions and a clear exit strategy for me, and you just need to come and basically bombard me with your own thoughts and feelings on the thing, it's unfair.
Yeah. Human interaction, that's all I've been saying like for the past like 5 years. Human interaction is very murky, very blurry. There's so many like different ways you could go about something. But I say, Mario, if you lead with honesty, if you lead with kindness, if you lead with consideration, you know, you also have to consider like her and like her life. You don't just go and drop on somebody's phone at 3 a.m. talking about, I love you, I miss your energy. Eh? What's that? Please relax. As long as your friend, I miss your energy. Oh, you don't glow like you used to. Hi, don't. Like, there's a time and place. Say that to me at lunch at like 2 p.m.
Don't ruin my whole day. Up to 3 a.m. voice notes.
Exactly. So, you know, if, and also like TQ said, like offer solutions. Like if you're my friend and you say you love me and all these things, and love not even necessarily romantic. So this anyone, if your friend is in a relationship that is just looking like it's taking the light out of their eyes, offer a solution in some way, or while they're trying to figure it out, just support. You know, because
yeah, don't be so nitpicky, because as they marry, just kept going on and on and on about it.
Is he faithful to her? Hell no.
Like lax. She knows, she knows as well. So you don't want to come down on someone kind of when they're already down. You don't want to be even make it worse. Be like, and he's not even this, and he's not even that. She's aware. She knows. Thank you, Sherlock. You don't need to tell her again. You should come with compassion, support, everything El has said.
Empathy.
And kind of be like, empathy. And just be like, how can I help? What do you need? That kind of thing. How can we make you, get you out of this or make it better, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, because, you know, let's not act as if we all haven't been in things or situations where it was like, this is VVV stupid and I should have never been here. And, you know, whenever someone wakes up, like, it's their morning. So just give them time to, like, wake up to it. Because, yeah, Maria really is, like, coming at her neck. Like, and it's like, yep. give her time. Like, he even said in the song, like, you know, she's torn. She doesn't know what to do. Knows she deserves more, but she's just trying to basically find her exit strategy instead of you to help her and do GoFundMe or go on the TL and be like, I beg, let's help my friend. Let's crowdfund. No, yeah, just here crying on the track.
No. In every situation I've been in where I've told someone their relationship was trash and then they took it out on me, essentially, they have eventually woken up and realized it for themselves. I'd be late, you know, sometimes, you know, they've already gone too far down, but I guess no situation is unsalvageable. Like, whenever anybody wakes up, as I said, it's their morning and you will start the day then. So it's not even the way Mario is singing this thing is, I think if this girl now finally breaks up with this guy and maybe, you know, he kicks her out, takes all the money back, she's now homeless. Mario is the kind of person who'd be like, hey, I told you so. He literally sounds like the person who would not be like, shit, when I was telling you, you know, hear me, which is not what your friend needs when, you know, this is that situation. It's just, you know, be like, yeah, in your chest, you can be like, eh, I knew it. But on your outside, you should be like, how can we move forward? How can we help you get to a better place than the relationship has left you?
Yeah, it's not every time you just... It's not every time, even when you were right, that you should say, I told you so, basically. Mario, I hope you're hearing us in the Bronx. Huh? Like, where are you? If you're still like, in the Bronx.
Song that he dropped in 2006. We're not giving him life tips.
14 years later, we're like, actually, Mario, we know.
Well, when we woke up was our own morning. We're telling you now.
Mario, you know. Honestly, both Marios.
Shout out to the Marios.
They get coconut head. they don't like to listen. But that's, you know, that's mostly it's with them. God help them. God help the girls too in their relationships. I hope they can get out.
Abi, God help everybody that Desi marks. God help those who have been Desi marked.
Just any, you know what? If you're interacting with human beings, God help you.
That's it.
That's really it.
That's it.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, TQ. Gang.
Anytime, babe. Anytime.
Blood ties, mob ties. We don't know anything about mobile. Sorry, it's just what they're saying on road. I wanted to feel among. Please, we don't know anything. So I'd come and arrest somebody, please.
Oh my God, I'm screaming.
I can't. But yes, thank you so much for coming on here, doing this with me. Once again, you guys. And just start doing this like, share, subscribe, download. Exciting. Also follow Have You Heard _HYH on Instagram. You know, interact with me, talk to me, be my friend.
If you have song suggestions, let her know.
Yes, I will definitely be taking that. You know what's even better? If you have a song suggestion and you can even suggest like the wider topic that goes with it.
Maybe they're perfect.
Don't come and give me all these deep rap songs where I don't know how to decipher all those things. I'm just here to read the plain thing and like laugh and just on it, please. I don't know how to start decoding song. I can try, but yeah, please, less of that. Send me like nice light R&B pop songs. Things where they're speaking plain English. Do that. Well, yeah, thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Tiki, for being on here. And that's a wrap on that. Elle signing out as a sweet girl.